You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
NFL Power Rankings is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, hello, and welcome to another edition of the NFL Power Rankings podcast presented by Energizer. I am Dan Hansis, and joining me in the Chris Wessling podcast studio is the wonderful Colleen Wolf.
Thank you. Thank you. Fresh off my trip from Buffalo. I'm here. I'm ready to rock. Let's do this.
How are the vibes?
Oh, my God. Fresh. Yeah. I absolutely love a tailgate in Buffalo. I had only gone to my first one ever a week before Christmas. This one, even better. I was showered with gifts and food, homemade cannolis. There was this one group that was doing a high-end tailgate next to us, and they had lobsters and lamb skewers and Camus with wine glasses. It was very classy. So, wonderful. I mean, you can really go every end of the spectrum there.
Yeah, I'm very happy for the people of Cincinnati, but you do feel for those fans in Buffalo. I think they were expecting a party and a coronation and got anything but. And by the way, if now you're getting homemade cannolis, by the way, it's like at some point you're going to have to finish the film, The Godfather, which has one of the most famous lines in cinema history.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I have an update for you.
Okay.
I haven't finished it yet. That's not
Jesus,
the update.
Jesus, that's
However, guess what?
What?
On my flight from Buffalo to JFK, where I was connecting, who was I sitting next to?
Please say Al Pacino.
I wish. No. But have you watched The Offer yet, which is about the making of The
yet,
Godfather?
No.
Well, this is not going to be as great then.
Guy
I
from
sat
The Offer.
Next to the guy who played Mario Puzo, who wrote The Godfather, and he was an Irishman, and he could not have been nicer.
Very
so
nice.
I felt like, you know what? Everything really came full circle.
Well, now you got to finish the movie.
I know.
And the line is, leave the gun, take
the cannolis.
You got it.
Got it.
So let's get back to Power Rankings, because this is the Power Rankings podcast presented by Energizer. I think it's a little unfair that I'm doing this still.
Why?
I feel I am under contract with the NFL.
Okay.
Part of my contract is you will do power rankings throughout the season.
Mm-hmm. You dragged me into this too.
Dragged you into this, and I apologize.
Here we are.
What God or what NFL commissioner asks a man to rank these four teams? There's no right ranking.
I have no idea how you're doing.
All four of these teams, and this is a reason to be, one of the reasons to be excited for championship weekend. Usually there's, you know, one team that's a little like, you're not like the others.
I don't know about you.
Which sometimes adds allure in its own right. But then you have a year like this that doesn't happen often where all four are the four kind of best teams all season. And check my power rankings. All these teams were hovering around the top for most of the season. Let's check out the final eight. Let's see. All it is now. Bengals.
The Bengals.
How about
one?
That?
What?
How about that? Up three spots to number one.
I don't understand.
Not the only team to jump three spots. Your Philadelphia Eagles up three spots to number two. San Francisco 49ers. They won 12 games in a row.
And you dropped them.
This isn't right. I know it's in my contract, but there's a human rights violation here.
Huh.
I have to drop the Niners on a 12-game winning streak to number three. The Chiefs, they gut out a win against the Jags. They dropped two spots to four. So that is my one through four.
Okay.
And you can guess based on that who I think is playing in the Super Bowl. Number five, the Bills, down two. We talked about that a little bit off the top, kind of a bummer, but that's where they are right now. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys, who were like the ultimate number six team all year, like they were never quite as good as the big boys, and then that's exactly how things ended. They weren't quite as good as the 49ers.
What a shame for the Cowboys.
Yeah, nice job, Dak. In a big spot, number six, they stay there. Jags up 1-7, and the G-men.
Yikes.
Your Eagles brought them down to earth, and I'm sure that was great, a Saturday night party at the Gonzalez Wolf House. So let's start with the Bengals, though.
Okay.
Am I crazy?
Hold on. I need you to explain how you got to this point.
Well, first of all, let's get right out of the way. This is the power moves presented by Energizer, the Bengals, at number one, because they're not going to lose again.
What?
And this is why, even though I had the Niners at number one for weeks and weeks, I think it was at least 5 weeks, maybe six, mm-hmm. when old Zeuser sat down on his laptop and Tugboat looked at the Excel spreadsheet and the new old blue eyes had to make a decision.
Mm-hmm. Like 10 minutes before he had to file?
Daddy Rich said, I cannot look past the point that of all the four teams that won this past weekend, the Bengals were the one that I was most impressed by, the one that seemed most destined for glory.
Even after the Eagles mopped the floor with the Giants?
You could say it's a little unfair again for the Eagles.
No, I'll say this.
Yes. What?
That I'm pissed off, Angelo.
Oh. You should be.
Yeah.
But I gave him pop. I mean, look at it this way. I put the Eagles ahead of the Niners, who were number one. They both won. But let's stick to the Bengals for a second here. Cincinnati... This is what they did against Buffalo. And you were there in person.
Mm-hmm. I know it was said after the game by Joe Burrow. It really was never close. It never felt like the Bills were going to come back. It felt like this game was over in the first quarter.
And that's why you disappoint me.
Why?
Because you were there. You were there. You saw the party that was supposed to be, the celebration that was supposed to be. And Cincinnati went there and said, we don't care about anything that's going on up here.
Mm-mm.
Like this special little team and this community of football fans, we like Tommy Lee Jones and the Fugitive. I don't care. And they went up there and they just beat their butts. And here's the thing. The defense, people have been sleeping on this defense. I've been sleeping on this defense that it's very, very good now.
Yeah.
They are coached up very well and they're playing excellent. The offensive line, all those questions we had coming in, they played excellent. And then Burrow. You're telling me Joe Burrow is going to lose again this season? Can you honestly take off the green Eagles shades? You could tell me Joe Burrow is going to walk off the field a loser in the next 3 weeks. I don't see it.
These teams are all so good, so talented. They all do different things well, but they all can win. Like, these are four squads that can all really realistically win a Super Bowl. I don't know if the Bengals are going to pull it off because you know where I am in my heart of hearts. Mm-hmm. But watching the way that the Bengals played that game, it kind of felt the same way in that Monday night game when we were watching the Bills and the Bengals, the game that was never finished, suspended and then canceled. Mm-hmm. That's exactly how the Bengals looked. And this time they got to see it all the way through. And let me just tell you, the party that was happening after the game, the music in the locker room, the cigar smoke, I mean, better get the refunds, everything.
Yeah, they love that whole thing.
They're playing into this whole like underdog mentality. And I feel like every year a different team does this, or I guess they all do
it. Usually not the reigning conference champion, but they've found their way to do it.
Tried to do it one year, and that was lame.
We don't need to talk about the Patriots anymore. That's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
But anyway, get back to it.
But I think that going into this game, the offensive line was one thing that everyone could kind of use as an example of why the Bills were going to win. And it was just too much stock was put into that. It was something that kind of we saw Joe Burrow mm-hmm. deal with this in the past with an offensive line that didn't give him time. And if I didn't know that this offensive line was down three starters, I would have had no idea watching the game because it didn't look like an issue at all. Joe Burrow got the ball out so fast, too.
That
and
was
he can
it.
Extend the plays.
Yeah. Like,
it's just such a good team.
That the Burrow getting the ball out quickly, I think on one of his key completions, he got it out in a little over a second. It was just like kind of that will make up for a lot of things. And that's why a quarterback, I think a lot of times when people talk about it, if an offensive line is good or bad, not enough is put into, well, what's the quarterback doing back there? What decisions is he making? How aware is he of what the time he has and how he adjusts? And that's another reason why Burrow is an assassin. So I feel really good about where the Bengals are. I think that one thing about that game that was a little bit annoying from my perspective. You were in the press box, so I don't mm-hmm. know if you heard the call on TV. But they were like pointing out that, this is so bad for Buffalo's defense. The footing on the field with the snow and it's slick. They can't play the defense they want to play.
Pass rush.
Well, guess what? Cincinnati had the same field conditions on their side of the ball,
right.
And it didn't matter. They put that in that Buffalo attack in a phone box. So awesome job. I love the Bengals. I will not pick against the Bengals again.
Okay, that's fine. Good for you.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billings, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Pacaso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's Pacaso.com.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
So the Eagles. Let's talk about your Eagles now. I know what you're saying. So you're saying the Eagle. All right. Tell me if I'm right about this. All right. This is the Connie Fox logic. Mm-hmm. Eagles were the best team in football for much of the season. Mm-hmm. They were undefeated into November. They won the number one seed in the NFC. They had the bye to get rested. The quarterback, Jalen Hurts and Lane Johnson came back, and they just blew out a giant team that people thought were actually good or maybe getting better than good. And after we see that, that's enough to give them the number one spot back, and they should be number one this week.
Yeah, they should be number one this week.
Again, the logic checks out because you can make a case for any of these teams.
A beautiful night with an even more glorious outcome in this game. But Jalen Hurts, the shoulder, that was the thing that everyone was wondering about. He needed that time. He needed that bye week. And he looked just fine. Uncorking a beautiful pass to Devontae Smith.
Uncorking is a funny word.
You know, I like it.
Yeah.
Unleashing, uncorking, unfurling.
But it's like uncorking is kind of silly. And I like
don't know
it.
Where it comes from,
yeah.
Because I only think about a cork with wine.
Yeah.
So, and it's not like, you know, when you uncork wine, you don't really uncork wine.
I'm sorry champagne? For sending us
champagne.
Champagne,
yeah. Drew. But his shoulder looked just fine and they kept him clean. This offensive line is so good. Jason Kelce straight up put 71 in his armpit and then took him for a ride. Brian Baldinger was gushing about the Eagles' offensive
this team
line
is Brian Baldinger, Baldy's dream.
It's awesome.
They are trench monsters on both sides of the ball. They not only do that, they block like maniacs on offense. They get after you on the defensive line and
ran the ball so well too.
Yeah, they do it all. 268 rushing yards. Here's the thing. The only thing that maybe stopped me again, I think it's a Burrow thing more than anything for me. And that's
what?
Just that he's the guy. He's the dude. I think he's going to rule the NFL. And that's what we're going to be talking about at the end of this year. But the Eagles certainly, and by having him at number two, I can tell you, I think they're going to the Super Bowl.
Right.
They will be a great test if those two teams ever meet. Now, first they have to get past the 49ers. And I have them at number three, Connie. And
God, they're so good too.
They're really good.
So great.
And I think home field matters in this because you're going to the link, obviously, for this game. Did you, as a Eagles fan, take anything positive out of that Niners win over the Cowboys and how their offense with Brock Purdy looked much more down to earth against a big time defense?
Well, especially in that first half, Brock Purdy did not look comfortable at all. But then Kyle Shanahan did what he always does, and he goes in and helps make Brock Purdy comfortable in everything that he does with Christian McCaffrey, with Deebo Samuel. But now Christian McCaffrey, he's got the calf contusion. Mm-hmm. He's going to play. And you have Elijah Mitchell, too, who has a groin issue at this point.
Banged up. Both those dudes.
I know.
Like, put them in carbonite and just restore their bodies somehow.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be weird, too.
But I think with these two teams, both of their defenses are really good. And both have so much depth, so they can rotate guys in and out. And they both have really good running games as well. But I think the Eagles, you have to give them the edge because of the quarterback position, and they have home field here. So that is, those two things, I think, will really dictate the outcome of the game.
And that's why, Connie, I dropped the Niners that extra spot to three.
But they're so good.
I agree with everything you said. I think it's probably going to be another, you know, two teams maybe scoring under 20 affair here.
Yeah.
Unless, and this is where if you're an Eagles fan, you got to be pumped. And why? Okay. I'm not going to second guess myself, because that would be second guessing Joe Burrow. And I do not second guess Joe Burrow at this point. Unless the Eagles, when they are healthy on both sides of the ball, and it's what we saw in the first, you know, 3 months of the season, are just better than everyone else. And they just maul you. And come draft season and free agency, all the teams are going to be like, oh my God, this is how you build a champion in the trenches. And we always hear that. But when a team is doing it at the level of the Eagles, don't be surprised when offensive linemen and big defensive tackles are flying off the draft board early. Very fun, Connie. Good times to be an Eagles fan.
It is. And I will be traveling there in 2 days' time.
Look at you.
Yeah, I'm all over the place again. It's great.
That is beautiful.
Living life.
At the Around the NFL podcast, we go nowhere. Well, we go to
London.
What
do you mean? You guys...
Well, we like to... You know, we hold it down at the old home
fort. You're going places. That podcast, I think, has a future.
And you get on your private jet and you eat your wings. What's it like hanging out with Kyle Brandt, by the way, in Buffalo? Does he have following in Buffalo at this point? He seems like he's really part of that community.
Everybody knows Kyle. Everybody wants a picture with Kyle. Everyone is giving Kyle gifts. Like, I was just like, it was nice for me to kind of get like the overflow of stuff, because like he had so many things that I was like, oh, I'll take that if you don't want it.
Like what are we talking? Like blankets or
there was a woman
scarves?
Who gave me her head warmer off of her head because I had complimented it, and she had gotten it as a present from her sister.
Woman.
And I was like, I don't want to take your sister's Christmas present to you. Please. No. And she insisted. And then her sister came over and she was like, no, we want you to have it. Her name was Debbie, and I love her, and I love that head warmer.
But shout out to Debbie.
Sweatshirts, everything.
And the whole family. I have the Chiefs at four. This would have been... Here's the question, Connie.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes, if he does not suffer that gnarly high ankle sprain against the Jags, do I have them higher? No. I think I still would have had him at four. It would have been a tougher call.
Really?
That's why this is going to be a great weekend of football. I think the Chiefs, you could, and people on Twitter are not happy with me.
No one's going to be happy with you.
You could literally flip these. You could flip these. You could have Chiefs 1, Niners 2, Eagles 3, and Bengals 4, and nobody's going to say it's wrong or right, because you can make a case for it. But I think the Chiefs are going to be in a little bit of trouble, obviously, because part of what makes Mahomes brilliant and one of the best to ever play is what he can do off platform and rolling out of the pocket. And you're just not going to have that, it sounds like, unless there's some type of act of God or medicine that allows it to happen. But other parts of the team reminded us that they're not just Mahomes, and that's why they're even still playing right now.
Right. I think the formula forward is just quick passes, get the ball out as fast as you can, and then run Isaiah Pacheco. I mean,
Pacheco!
He had that one angry run. It was beautiful. So you can do that, and then you have Travis Kelce, who is absolutely automatic. He is always open underneath.
14 catches, was that right?
I think he had...
For 95 yards and two touchdowns?
Yeah, 17 targets, 14 catches, 98 yards, two touchdowns.
Come on.
I mean, had the first touchdown of the game, and it didn't even matter with Chad Henne in there. He got that was Chad Henne's first postseason touchdown.
Was it?
Yeah.
He saved their butts against the Browns a couple years ago, too.
See, and it's so good to have a good
backup.
You know that, too.
Spag season.
Like, this is when every time in the postseason, Steve Spagnuolo gets his due.
Yeah.
And I think that it happens again. like Chris Jones was in the zone in this game. He looked incredible. The secondary, they leveled up. Juan Thornhill was roaming all over the place. Their rookie, Jalen Watson, he had that one-handed interception. So they have a lot of playmakers.
Yeah, one thing that's going to be interesting to watch, and we'll see in terms of Cincinnati's line, is guys get another week to heal. Maybe they get some of their starters back. But one of the things that hurt the Bills was that they didn't have Von Miller, and their pass rush just wasn't up to snuff in the last 6 weeks of the season. Chris Jones is the type of guy that the Bills really needed in that game, and now here he is for the Chiefs. Can you turn Joe Burrow into a ragdoll by just blowing through that line, which, again, is helped by Burrow's ability to get the ball out quickly? But, hey, this is the highest level of football now. It's going to be it's going to be more difficult for Burrow to find open receivers, you would think. Or maybe not. Maybe Burrow just won't be stopped.
I don't think so.
Number one for a reason.
I think that he will absolutely win this week.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I almost want to lock it up.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200K for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay, so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
So you, all right, let's, as we...
talk about the Bills?
Do we have to? I feel like we did, no. Kind of.
Okay.
Do you have anything to... Go ahead. You were there.
No, it's just like, it's sad. It's just sad at this point.
They need to figure out an offense that, you know, doesn't just say, Josh Allen, go win.
Right.
That was what jumped out to me a little bit. It seemed to be more and more like that. And especially when you get at this level of the season... That's not going to work when the teams are this level.
And
you know,
it's no surprise they still couldn't run the ball. And you have to be able to run the ball in the postseason. And you have to be able to do it in the snow.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
Okay. You want to talk about the Cowboys?
I think the Cowboys are the most number six team has ever been. I think Dak Prescott has a lot to answer to for this performance. I think you're loving it. I think
the final play was really just chef's kiss.
Yeah, that was. I wrote actually in the power rankings, which everyone could check out at NFL.com/power rankings, that last January's the playoff exit against the Niners, it was at Jarrah World, was super frustrating. Mm-hmm. Where they, you know, he ran the QB draw, slid down, they ran out of time, they were blaming the refs. It was an ugly ending. Very frustrating for the Cowboys. This ending was just sad.
Yeah.
It's just kind of depressing. Like, that was the last play of this year that, once again, you know, all the hype. And let me just read a Dak quote
here. Even the team's Twitter account went after him.
Yeah, what is up?
Like, that is, what do you think about that?
I don't know. Listen, we work for the NFL too, and we'll criticize, and we often do when necessary. But when you're the team Twitter account,
that's
and
so
you're
bad.
Kind of hanging the quarterback out to dry.
Yikes.
That's interesting. Here is a quote from Dak Prescott after Sunday's game. And he had accountability. And Dak's a good dude,
yeah,
by all counts. So this isn't an attack of the man's character. He said, if I had the answers, then we would have won tonight. Too early, too soon. And I promise you, we will, though. In my time playing on this team, for this organization, we will. And one of these years, Connie, the Cowboys, whether it's Dak or whomever else, are going to have to back up the words.
Yeah.
So many words, but not enough action.
Yeah, that's the issue. And now Ezekiel Elliott, what's his future look like with the team now that Tony Pollard is such a big part of the offense finally? And you just have to wonder, like, what goes on, because the pressure and... We've talked about the, I don't know if we talked about it today, but maybe you guys talked about it on the recap around the NFL pod. But the pressure on these quarterbacks now, as they get close and then they don't deliver, like Josh Allen, like Dak Prescott, especially for a team like the Cowboys and an owner like Jerry Jones, it's only going to get more difficult. And I would imagine they only get more inside their own heads about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean the Jerry Jones who went out on the field during pregame warmups
to talk to
his kicker after he missed a couple attempts
in
his
warmups? Sure, that helped. Oh, my God.
Do you think that Jarrah might be living with this team? Every snap, every second.
You think? I've never seen that before.
And we talked about it on ATN. Dak, before this game last week, watched his press conference from after last year's playoff loss just to remind himself that he never wanted to be there again. And then he has that game.
No.
Is it possible that maybe part of the problem in Dallas is the pressure that they put upon themselves in addition to all the outside?
Oh.
And I know you love it, Connie. All right, give That's me great. Your number 1 through 4. So you're saying I got it wrong. What's right?
Okay. I think that...
Go 4 through 1. Let's build up the drama.
4 through 1. So Chiefs, I would absolutely put at 4.
And they'll probably win the Super Bowl, no way.
I know, exactly. But the Mahomes ankle and just the way that he plays, like, that has me very concerned about them. Then I think 3 is still the Niners. I'm rocking with you there. It's really just the top 2. That
just flip them.
That I would flip. Yeah. So I would go 2 for the Bengals, 1 for the Eagles.
So we both have the same Super Bowl pick.
We do.
Speaking of the Super Bowl, after the Super Bowl, this is the last written power rankings article you'll get from Zeuser. After the Super Bowl, you and I will be back for one more show where we'll bring back the entire list of 32.
Okay.
Including Kyle Brandt said on Good Morning Football this morning that he thinks my magnum opus should be, and maybe it would be my last power rankings ever, is the after Super Bowl power rankings, the number one team isn't the team that won the Sunday before that.
Wow. You just go out like
maybe
that?
Maybe this is it. Maybe this will be the episode. You don't know what the future is. I don't know,
and
certainly.
Then everyone's like, Dan is so unhinged.
Dan's got to go.
We got to get him out of here.
We got to get Dan out of here.
This is a good strategy.
He's a mess. anyway, so look for that. And we might be back before then.
Yeah.
On the video side of things. But
I like that.
Yeah. Fun. What are we going to talk about? I don't know. We'll rank some stuff.
I have a few ideas of things we could rank.
Let's rank stuff.
2000s hip hop. We were just listening to it before the show. A lot of great songs.
Best hip hop song.
Amazing era.
This is more your purview than mine, but I do have an answer.
You cannot.
Best hip hop song
ever.
2000 to 2004.
What? That is like, I can't just,
best.
I cannot just
rank
give
it,
that
number
to
one.
You right now.
The
you're
answer,
gonna have to wait. You're gonna have to wait until next week.
Hate it or love it.
No, boo, this man. Boo him.
That's the correct answer. I should know. Okay. I'm the rap expert.
Wow.
All right, till next week, heed the call. How do you not like that one? It's a banger.
Absolutely not.
Wow.
Denied.
NFL Power Rankings is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.